Chavakuk Beis Pasuk Hey. So Chavakuk is getting an answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he says, how can divine justice be such that wicked people prosper and that righteous people suffer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the wicked person is never going to be satisfied. So his success is never going to really land because he always feels like he's missing somehow something else. Think about the famous Dvar Torah about Esav says to Yaakov upon their fateful meeting, Esav says, Yesh li rav. I have a lot, but not everything. I want everything. And whereas Yaakov says, Yesh li koil. I have everything I could ever need. That's the Tzadik Be'emunas HaYichyat that we saw in the last pasuk. V'yafki ayayin bogeid, and surely he who is betrayed by wine. So Belshazzar is a drunkard. He's a Nepo baby. He's got everything he could want, and he's drinking, and he's betrayed by that. But even in the act of drinking, Gever Yahir Velo Yinveh, he's a haughty man whose dwelling will not remain. So he's a haughty man because he was drinking from the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is eventually going to cause his own death. And the whole seed of Nebuchadnezzar is going to be absolutely wiped out. There is a famous painting I've alluded to before that was found by the Allied troops when they came into Saddam Hussein's palace of iniquity deep in Iraq. They found a painting he had commissioned of him shaking hands with Nebuchadnezzar. How is Saddam doing these days? Also not so good. Asher hirchiv kisha'ol nafsho, who widened his desire, like the sha'ol, like the netherworld. He wanted all the pleasures of hell, which is a strange thing to say, but he wanted to attain all of his desire with a full heart, Rashi says. Nebuchadnezzar could never get enough. V'hu chamades v'lo yisba, and he is like death. He will never be satiated. Like the Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis never runs out of corpses to create. In a manner of speaking, all he wants is death, and he'll never have enough death for him to be satisfied. That's his job, and he's good at his job. Almost nobody has ever gotten away from the Malach HaMavis. Vayesof elav kol hagoyim, and he gathered all the nations to himself, Nebuchadnezzar, to become a world power with giant alliances. Vayikbot elav kol ha'amim, and he collected to himself all of the peoples. So Nebuchadnezzar has found a way to stand astride the entire world. The wicked, arrogant man, says Mesudas David, who is eventually going to deserve tremendous punishment, that he gathers all of these different people under his banner. He makes himself supreme over everyone. And even then, Nebuchadnezzar actually, at the end of his life, the Radak tells us, lost his sanity. He thought he was an animal. He ate grass like a cow. He only bathed out in pools and dew, and he was driven away from people. He lost it. He completely lost it. So this man who got everybody together under his rule couldn't even rule over himself, couldn't even maintain his own sane behavior. And now, riddle time. So the punishments of Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar in particular, are about to come. Rashi connects this to Belshazzar, the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, under whom the Babylonian Empire will collapse. Vav halo eile kulam. Olav mashal yisau. Will all of these not take up a parable against him? Umalitza chidos lo, and a figure of a riddle against him. They're going to have dad jokes about Belshazzar, who collected all of this tribute, by Viyomar. And he will say, Hoy hamar belo lo. Woe to him who increases what is not his. So kings of Madai are going to come and take everything away. So Nebuchadnezzar increased his wealth by taking spoils from every nation, particularly from the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't belong to him. They weren't his. So it's all going to just leave him. He got all this ill-gotten gains, and none of it's going to do him any good. So if you're worried about Bavel seeming to succeed too much, don't worry, it's temporary. Admosayu machbid olav avtit. How long? Admosai. Admosai. How long is this going to go on? How long is he going to be able to do it? And not only that, but what is he loading himself up with? He's loading himself up with avtit, a beam made out of mud. So it's got a very heavy beam, an av, ayin beis, but it's made of teat, it's made of mud. It's not going to have any staying power. It's clay. Rav Yosef Kimchi says that it's the grave. You're just going to have dirt and mud piled on your own grave. So what's the point of being so incredibly wealthy? You can't take it with you. Zayin halofesa yakumu noshchecha. Will not those who bite you arise very suddenly? So when you were at your peak, it never occurred to you that the little guy was going to come back and he was going to chomp away at you. V'yichtzu miza'azeecha. Those who startle you are going to awaken as if they were asleep. The worms, the gnats, these things that seem to be just small annoyances are going to eat your flesh once you're dead and buried under the ground. The Persian army attacks Belshazzar and destroys Babel. Kaboom! As quickly as it arose, it collapsed. V'hayisa limshisos lamo. And you will become plunder for them. There's going to be nothing left for any of you, you Babylonians. Falin is Babylon. They really like these kinds of nevuahs up among the Rastafarians, which is a religion made up in 1962, so it's not exactly an ancient faith that has lasted a long time. And there's a lot of ganja involved. Comparative religion class. Ches, ki ata shalosa goyim rabin. Because you have cast away many nations. Thrown them from their place, kicked them out, plundered them. Guess what? What goes around comes around. Yishalucha kol yeser amim. All remaining peoples are going to cast you away. Who are these? The nations, Rashi says, that escaped your domination are then going to eventually knock you down a peg or two or ten. I used to enjoy the thought that this applied to the New England Patriots. Alas, for those of you who follow football, they seem to be coming around again. Not fair. Midemei Adam v'chamas eret. Because of the blood of man, Demei Adam, and the violence done to the land, Kirya v'chol Yosheva, the city and all of its inhabitants. All of them are going to come back and get you. Some of the Mefarshim say this refers to Tzidkiyahu's sons being killed right in front of his eyes. The destruction of the land, and the Kirya is Yerushalayim, Kirya Ne'emana, that was destroyed by Bavel. It's all going to come back and get you. So Chavakuk, don't worry so much about how the wicked are living fat off the land right now, because that's a temporary situation.